a crowd formed on Pennsylvania Avenue to protest for an increase in gun control. They hope it will reduce the fear that is now prominent for students when going to school. Jean Arp is 82 years old.
I grew up in the Midwest, started out in a one-room country schoolhouse, walked there, and then moved to town school. Nothing like the violence now.
Arp's friend, Tim Connolly, expanded on the emergency drills that they had to practice during his school days.
We went through having civil defense drills.
Civil defense drills were done to prepare for a nuclear attack. Students were told to do the nuclear duck, which meant hide under the tables in the room. The drills ended in the 1960s. Julie D. Chester graduated from a small Catholic high school taught by nuns in 1987. She says that there was no security and anyone could just walk into the school.
I never feared for my safety at school, and I was much more involved in what was happening in my life socially and making sure that I had my homework done.
More recently, mass shootings have been taking place in schools across the country. Kaz Doyle says that he has had a nervous situation at his school involving a gun.
I think a kid in sixth grade posted on Instagram like a gun photo, and like three or four cops showed up in our school.
Kim Love's 13-year-old son shares similar thoughts on the fear that he has during school.
It's hard not to cry when he says things like that. He's had lockdown drills, and it's absolutely terrifying as a parent to think about sending your child possibly to slaughter.
For Media Milwaukee, I'm Sydney Ewart.